everybody. Welcome to The Kelly O Show. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa. This show is dedicated to inspiring women of all ages to pursue excellence in mind, body, and business. After decades of playing small in my own life and staying in the comfort zone, a couple of years of massive chaos and drama in my personal and my professional life forever changed me for the better. Through some tough lessons, I evolved, and I became a stronger and more confident version of myself, fearless, and finally, unapologetically, myself. I am now designing my life bigger and better than ever before, and most importantly, I'm designing a life on my terms that is full of joy and happiness. And I think that this is something that's been missing for so many women. They're either staying in the comfort zone like I was, or they've got a life that looks pretty good on the outside, but it's missing real joy and health and happiness. And that is no bueno. I believe that the future is female, and every week this show is going to bring you incredible interviews and live shows that I hope is going to motivate you to take massive action in your life, to leave the comfort zone and go all in, again, to pursue achieving excellence in mind, body, and in business. I hope you enjoy the show, and let's dive in. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Kelly O Show. This is part two of our two-part interview with Dr. Shawn Tassone. If you haven't yet listened to part one, you will definitely want to listen to that in this introductory interview. Go back, listen to part one before you listen to this in our two-part interview with Dr. Shawn.
There's so many different things. There's progesterone, there's estrogen, there's testosterone. And so many women, they hear the word testosterone and they immediately think, well, that's steroids, that's for men. And that's a lot of women hear these words because they're unfamiliar with it. And they think it's something like steroids. That's another question that we hear a lot. Do you have a lot of women that start coming to see you as a patient that are they think that this is akin to, you know, bodybuilders taking steroids and getting all jacked up, and they're completely misreading what hormonal balance is?
Well, I think the fear for testosterone for sure in women is that kind of bulk thing. And obviously there are issues with, that's the reason why testosterone is actually a Schedule I drug with the DEA, just like Percocet, is because it's so abused. But realistically, and that's actually a problem that I have with pellets, women that go on pellets, is that testosterone levels actually do go too high. But if you're using things like creams or sublingual tablets, the possibility of getting you too high with those medications is really not, it's not feasible. And women, you know, you're supposed to have testosterone. It's going to be a lot lower than a male's testosterone level, but you're supposed to have it. And for doctors to ignore that, women, typical testosterone, women tend to think it's decreased libido, but the reality is it's not libido. What you see first in females that have low testosterone is just being exhausted at about 3 or 4 in the afternoon. And they just run out of gas. And the reason that you have a low libido is because you're exhausted, so you don't want to have sex. But guys are really good at making you feel like you have a problem because you don't want to have sex with them. When the reality is, you know, it's I always tell the husbands when they come in, you know, like, number one, she doesn't have sex with jerks. And number two,
I love that.
Number two is, if you want to have sex or if you want to get her in the mood, don't go up to her in the kitchen and kiss her neck and grab her butt. Do the dishes, you know? And obviously I'm, you know, not a world expert on that, but it's just,
every, you know, woman just fell in love with you. I'm telling you right now.
I wish, but no. But yeah, it's just like that. So yeah, testosterone is not a steroid in this. It is a steroid, but it's not what you think about. In order to gain like muscle mass, you'd have to be doing injectable testosterone once a week or some, you know, big doses.
And for everybody listening, I mean, I'm just sharing my experience. You know, you guys have been following me for a long time. When I started, my testosterone was so low. He's like, I mean, my doctor at that time, and maybe he says that to all the girls, but he's like, I literally have never seen anybody with as testosterone as low as you are. And I remember he said to me at the same time, how are you getting through the day? Like, how are you having any energy? And I've had problems in years recent where my cortisol was so, forgive me, I don't know if it was too high or too low, but my doctor, I see Dr. Sebring in Austin. He's been my doctor historically. And he was the one, he's like, how are you awake in the afternoon? Because where your cortisol is at 4, you should be in a coma. And I've just had all those issues. But I will tell you, back to testosterone for ladies, if you're freaking out, this is, first of all, it's just one aspect of your hormones. My testosterone was so low. When I started, he had me injecting testosterone, just like the smallest amount, but I injected it into my arms once a week. And then we went to a topical, and right now I'm on a compounded cream that has all of my stuff in it, the DHEA, the progesterone, the estrogen, the testosterone. It's all in a compounded cream for me. But I was injecting, I never got huge, I never got body hair, I never got pimples, you know. So I just want to say, as somebody who has been on testosterone as one of the many things that are balancing me out, don't freak out and think you're going to turn into, you know, the Hulk overnight. It just, you know, when you're with a specialist, they know what they're doing. I want to take this back, and I'm making sure I'm cognizant of our time here. Because there's so much we can talk about, but I want to make sure we get a good, let this be a good introduction to you and to what we can hopefully have you back on the show and make this a series, because what my observation, I don't know if you would agree, there are more and more women presenting with hormonal imbalance, and it's not just age 40 plus. I am seeing more and more women age 25, age 30, in their 30s, and I'm certainly not the doctor. I can't say the cause. It just seems like there's, particularly in our community, the fitness, health, and wellness community, there's a lot more women who have gone through extreme dieting. They've maybe manipulated their bodies in fitness competitions with some, you know, questionable diet drugs. A lot of women experiencing the effects of birth control and how birth control has destroyed their hormones. I was on birth control for 25 years. It certainly had an effect. But one of the things that I would like you to explain to women out there, you know, as they start to experience some of these symptoms, like you mentioned, weight gain, thinning hair, potential libido issues, being exhausted. For me, it was my body temperature, and suddenly my secret deodorant that I'd used all of my life didn't work. You know, all of these things, skin problems. When women are dealing with that, and you know that there's hormonal imbalance that's going on behind the scenes, and I know this is a broad question, what is it that's causing, what is it in our lives that's causing our hormones to just start going all over the place?
Well, primarily, not everybody, but I see women in their 20s up through their 50s with hormonal issues. I would say that one of the big things, I think, is weight. I think, you know, in our society, we tend to be overweight, and weight issues will definitely affect your hormonal balance. There's absolutely...
Really?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I apologize for interrupting you. I've never had anybody say that it could be, you know, you're overweight and that can actually cause. I always thought that was a result of, but you're saying
it's a chicken egg thing. So it's like but if you do gain weight, what happens is fat cells tend to make more estrogen and they can throw off your estrogen balance. They also can interrupt communication between the brain and the ovaries and cause insulin resistance. So that then makes weight gain worse, which then sets the whole thing into, you know, a landslide. So weight is an issue. And sometimes women have problems losing the weight because of their hormone imbalance. So definitely an issue. I also think, obviously, nutrition is huge. But the nutrition is going to be... It's hard for people nutritionally to, you know, look at things because we eat. The reason that I think we have issues is we have what are called neuroendocrine disrupting agents in our food with plastics and bisphosphonates and pesticides and things like that. And so trying to eat more organically is definitely helpful. You know, you can get even a little bit more woo if you want, and you can look at things like, you know, EMFs or electronic, energetic fields that come from your Wi-Fi and, mm-hmm. you know, the toxins that come from mercury in your fillings possibly, or toxicities. And, you know, you can go down the rabbit hole with this, but I think the main thing is, one is I think that we, medications, you know, everybody's on antidepressants and those can cause weight gain. Birth control pills can cause weight gain, and those are endocrine disrupting agents. And so I think it's, you know, there's so many things that can cause us to have hormone imbalances. It's you know, that's where you got to dig in and investigate and find out what every person is about.
So this is also a good point. And I need to start wrapping up pretty soon here. But a lot of women, so ladies, here's the good and the bad part of the good and the bad news. You know, number one, I want to say, just as a patient, somebody who started to see her body just go to hell. I mean, I was just somebody who was working with a trainer, starting to see really good results, feeling like, yeah, I'm hitting 40. I'm going to be awesome. And then I was getting divorced and my life was falling up. My marriage was falling apart. And then hormones hit me and literally I just got everything I had. And I remember having insulin resistance and my doctor saying the same thing you did, which is, you have insulin resistance, so you know, and you've gained weight. The best way to lower your insulin is to lose weight. But when you have insulin resistance, you have a difficulty losing weight. So there's a lot of like crazy stuff that you'll learn to deal with when you have hormones. It's complicated. So the good news is, I will tell you, your life can change so much for the better if you make addressing your hormones and unraveling them and all the things that Sean just mentioned. You know, if you're eating poorly, if you've got a high toxic lifestyle, if there's things in your life that you can start, you know, improving, eating more organically, improving your nutrition, you're going to want to do that. So on the good news is there's a lot of a reward. You know, your life can be so much better. I feel better at 50 than I did at 30. I feel better about the future than I did when I was 30, without question. And that's an awesome place to feel. Of course, Botox helps. On the bad side, or, you know, the slight downside, and I'm guessing you would reinforce this idea, it's not a quick fix. It's like weight loss. You can't say, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to go join a gym and lose weight in a week, and then I'm done. This is kind of like, would you agree that once your hormones have gotten, this is a lifelong thing that you'll be addressing, to balance hormones. Would you say that's accurate?
Yeah, depending on, you know, it's easier when you're in menopause because everything zero. So it's easier for us to balance things. The hard part is when you're perimenopausal and things are up and down and up and down. And, I think, I wouldn't call it, I would say it's one of those things that you should, you know, if you're going to, you know, like working out, you want your hormones to be in tip-top shape, just like you want your cholesterol in tip-top shape or your blood pressure. It's another, and a lot of people have used this term, I would consider it like another vital sign, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense. One of the things I wanted to ask you, and I'm realizing, again, I want to make sure, we've got like about 5 minutes left. So I want to make sure we're doing a good primer here. One of the things I've seen on your website, because in this is such a beautiful thing, you guys. You can, no matter where you live in the country, you can sign up and choose. There's several options to do a consult with Dr. Sassone. So there's so few of these doctors who will see people online. More, this is becoming more common, but I was very excited to see that. But I know one of the things that you offer is not only, and you talked about blood work already, but you also offer or endorse the Dutch test. Now, I have had the Dutch test done one time. And here's my question for you. At the time, I had a comprehensive blood panel and it was ordered by this was like when I was in transition. I just moved to Austin. I didn't really have a doctor yet. So I was working with my guy in Phoenix and I was starting to see Dr. Sebring. And so I was kind of, you know, in the middle of a lot of doctors. And we'd started the podcast. So I had somebody who I think, is there a woman in particular who founded the Dutch test? Isn't there a woman with a practice? I think she might've been a guest on our podcast. And so they sent me a Dutch test. I took it. And here's my question to you. My Dutch test results were the polar opposite of what my blood work showed. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah. Well, the reason for that would be, usually the Dutch is sort of in line, but what happens is the blood is like a Polaroid. It's just a snapshot for like 10 seconds, right? Hmm. The Dutch is a 24-hour test. So let's say you had your blood drawn 2 hours after you put your cream on or took your pill or whatever. Your blood levels could be significantly higher than they would be on a Dutch, because maybe the Dutch, because it's collected for 24 hours, shows that you don't have enough hormone, but you had enough hormone at 2 hours after you took the pill because the levels were so high, but it's not a 24-hour thing. So it can definitely show us some different things. The Dutch was founded by a man, actually, Mark Peterson, I believe his name is. I think you might be referring to Carrie Jones, who's...
Yes.
She's the naturopath that is their medical director, and she's super amazingly intelligent on all this stuff.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably, and it wasn't myself. I had some engagement with her and her staff. But originally when we started our podcast, I had, another gentleman involved, and he was let go. So, any shows that he recorded, I had to remove, you know, from the show. Long story short, but I just remember that was very confusing, but you just explained it really well, because my understanding is the Dutch test is a urine test. Is it still done that way?
Yeah. And the other thing about the Dutch that's nice. So blood has a lot of positives. It comes back in a couple of days. It's usually covered by insurance. It's extremely accurate because it's blood. The downside to blood is that it's limited because it's only accurate while the needle's in your arm. The Dutch, the positives there, you get all the hormones, you get all the pathways of breakdown. You also get cortisol, melatonin, vitamin B6, B12, dopamine, breakdown product, norepinephrine. There's a lot more to it, but it's limited by the fact that it can't do thyroid and it can't do vitamin D. And it also takes about 3 weeks to get the results back, and it's not covered by insurance. Costs probably anywhere between $300 and $400.
Yeah. Well, and I'm glad that you brought that up. Number one, really great explanation. So would you say it's, in an ideal world, a woman should get both and have a doctor like yourself look at them together?
I do have a lot of people that do that if they can afford it. One, what happens is I do both, and then I'll make an initial plan off of the blood a week later. And then 3 weeks later, I'll see the patient again and back things up with the Dutch. And then I usually will have them do the Dutch once a year.
Interesting. I will say this, because I'm glad that you brought up the cost factor. That is also, I would say, and understandably so, it's one of the number one impediments, if you will, that keeps women from either starting down this process or quitting. You know, I've seen some women who go see a doctor and then they're like, oh, I stopped, it was too expensive. And then they're, again, going down the self-diagnosis path, you know, following, you know, this guy who's like, oh, drink celery juice, it's going to solve everything. And, you know, put it in your car, it's going to make your car run better. It's like, it's going to cost money. And what could be a better investment than yourself? And here's what I will remind so many women who are listening. I can't tell you how many of you I have heard you say, I was one of them. You know, every woman gets to the point where she'll say, especially when it comes to what happens with weight gain and imbalanced hormones, they'll say, I'm not my own body. No matter what I do, it doesn't work. I would pay anything if I just knew I could get fit and feel better. And then they have somebody who says, you know what, get your blood work done, go to get balance your hormones, you'll feel so much better. They go, oh my God, I'm not going to spend $500 on a test. I'm not going to do this. That's so expensive. I had my friend tell me it was $700 a month. That's what she spends on hormones. If you get yourself balanced and in optimal health, you have no idea how many other expenses will fall away. Because I remember being on Excedrin PM, being on stomach, you know, things, because I was bloated and gassy all the time, buying, you know, over-the-counter drugs for stomach medication, going to see my doctor all the time, being on antibiotics all the time. It absolutely is a replacement of what you've probably been spending, you know, in other areas that are making your health worse. And I just can't think of a better way to spend your money. So I encourage all of you who are experiencing these types of issues, if you look into these this path and you see that it is costly, and it will be an investment. I mean, I've probably spent an average of $700 to maybe $1,000 a month. It's lower now. I don't spend that much now, but wouldn't you rather be 50 and feeling like I do and feeling better about yourself than you do when you were 30 and feeling like you have more energy, more capability, you feel better, you look better, your sex life is wonderful, you have everything that's going for you versus, oh, my life is over because I've had kids and I'm in perimenopause. It doesn't have to be that way. So you didn't ask me to say that, Dr. Tissot, but would you agree, you know, that it's putting this kind of money into yourself can pay off in so many spades because your whole life, literally your whole life can change when your hormones are balanced.
Yeah. I mean, I've had so many women that come to me that have already spent thousands of dollars. And the funny thing is, and this is what I was talking, getting to with expertise, is some of these folks that aren't necessarily experts are charging hundreds and thousands of dollars. And that's what I think why people get frustrated, because they do spend a lot of money and they don't necessarily feel better. And the reality is, you know, I just bill insurance. So, but if it's somebody out of state and I can't bill insurance, then I do charge cash. But it's one of those things, if you're not a productive person because you feel horrible and you're missing days of work, well, that costs money. Or if you can't take your kids to their baseball game or whatever, well, that's you can't even put a price tag on that. Reality is, if you're not sleeping, who knows how much you are decreasing your lifespan? You know, I mean, that in and of itself, we know causes blood pressure, weight gain, you know, and that alone, you know, what if you balancing your hormones and spending $1,000 a year added 10 years to your life, you know, and not just 10 years, but 10 productive years, you know, not just, you know, feeling horrible. So I think it's, you know, obviously money is always an issue for people, but, you know, I think we eat out a lot. I think we do all kinds of stuff where we spend money. I do this all the time. I'll go back and look at my monthly credit card bill, and I'll find like $600 on stuff I had, iTunes or whatever, you know. We spend money all the time on stuff that we don't necessarily need, and you could channel that into your hormones.
Amen. You make a really good point, because it's, you know, I'm not going to go out and tell anybody, you know, to overextend themselves or that I take spending lightly. However, it's such a difference. This isn't like, you know, going and taking a headache pill to make your headache better. This is fundamentally life-changing. And back to everything Sean just said a second ago, I mean, you're talking about getting your longevity, your health, your wellness, your ability to be present in your romantic relationships, be productive at work. I mean, it affects everything, and it really does. And certainly I've been experiencing migraines this year, and thank God I've finally figured out it has to do with my neck, and I'm seeing a great chiropractor. But back to what you said a second ago, the amount of time that I have had to cancel all my appointments and lay on the couch in pain because of migraines, it's not worth it. Health is wealth. So that being said, we have hit our wall, Sean, and I so appreciate you being on the show. We've really just scratched the surface, and I will absolutely be stalking you afterwards, because A, I want to come see you in Austin. I want to take the Dutch test, and I really would like to come see you as a patient. So we'll talk about that offline. I also want you to tell everybody who's listening where you're located, what your website is, where people can potentially hire you for a consult, whether they live in your area, which I believe is Austin, or if they're out of state, how they can get in contact with you online.
I'm in Austin. If you're in Texas and you can get here physically, I'll definitely take insurance. The office phone number is 512-956-0296. My page for looking at whether or not you'd like to make an appointment online, if you want to look at my hormone packages, is TassoneMD. So it's TASSONEMD.com. And if you want to look at my consultations, it's TASSONEMD/1-on-1 consultation. So you can look at the packages I have, and you can buy any one of those. And some of them do actually include the Dutch testing. So anytime.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you. I know we went over our time, so I will wrap up here. I will link up, you guys, everything that we talked about here today in the show notes at thekellyoshow.com. Make sure you head on over there if you have any questions. Of course, we urge you to connect with Dr. Tassone directly. He's obviously exceptional, and I hope to have him back on the show on a regular basis. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you have questions on this episode or future episodes on sponsorship opportunities, or if you'd like to nominate anybody that we interview in 2020, we are booked for the remainder of this year, obviously. You can reach out to Kelly at kellyalexa.com, or you can reach out to my assistant directly at Angie at kellyalexa.com as well. Thanks everybody for tuning in. We'll see you next time on The Kelly O Show.
Hey everybody, thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed. This is the end of part two of this two-part interview with Dr. Sean Tassone, based out of Austin, Texas. All of the information that we have talked about in this show will be linked up in the show notes at thekellyoshow.com. Make sure you head on over there and are subscribed. Once you are subscribed to our newsletter, that's another way for you to know, outside of the fact that we've got a new episode going live every evening, Monday through Friday. You can also subscribe over there and listen to the episodes if you prefer, through the show notes sites, whatever's the best way for you. We want to make it convenient for you, but we'll make sure that we link up to everything there. And of course, if you're ready to take the next step and work with him, remember he does take online patients. If you live in Texas, you can travel to visit him. I strongly recommend it. I'm probably going to be doing that myself as well. And if you live in Texas, he can take your insurance. If you live outside of Texas, he can work with you as a patient. But my understanding is, and I think he addresses that in the show, he just can't take insurance. So it's a little bit more expensive. But trust me when I tell you, investing in yourself and balancing your hormones is the best investment you'll ever make. And it truly is life-changing. I don't say that to be funny or cute. It is absolutely life-changing. So I strongly encourage any of you ladies, if you've been listening to this and other shows, if you haven't started getting comprehensive blood work done, get on that. Make 2020 the year that you start doing it. It will change your life. If you have questions on this show or specifically on what you'd like Dr. Sean and I to cover when he comes back, or just in general, whatever questions you have about hormones, about cortisol, about insulin, about PCOS, about fertility, whatever it is in these areas, okay, let me know. Write into us. You can use Kelly at kellyalexa.com. You can simply go to kellyalexa.com and fill out the contact me form. All of your information is confidential. We will never mention your name on the air unless you give us explicit permission. But if the more that you let me know what questions you have, what you're worried about, what you're concerned about, what you're intimidated about, if you want to know, hey, can this get fixed? Here's my issues. What questions do you have about pellets, about hormone cream, about bioidenticals, whatever it is, about your thyroid, write in, let me know so that we can cover this for you. I'm here to make this show count for you. So help me help you by letting me know specifically what questions you have. And then lastly, if you are enjoying the show, I sincerely hope that you are. I believe that you are. I hear from you guys so often. Please share this with your friends. Let them know on social media. That would be awesome, because the more people that hear the show, they can benefit by it, and that helps the show grow. And lastly, if you haven't done so yet, I would so love it if you would head on over to iTunes, take 3 or 4 minutes of your time, and leave the show a review. That helps our show get ranked higher and heard by more people. And just consider this a sincere thank you for me for doing that, because I really want this show to grow and grow big in the future. And we're going to make it happen together. So you guys have a great rest of the day. We'll see you next time on The Kelly O Show.